This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you damn Skippy. Live from Twin Peaks. You heard him. 59 and Kirby is where we're at. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, unfortunately, Figgy Fig back at the home base, making it sound good, keeping us online. But how important is that, Fig? Do you think that this is one of those days where you could slide out of work, you know what I mean, without the boss knowing?
Nah, I can't do that. All right. He's here walking around, too.
Oh, he's patrolling?
Oh, yeah. Man.
All right, Correctional Officer Parker today. Okay, I see you. We're going to get going on a Thursday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Always get involved with the program on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Thank you, Jim. 713-572-4610. We're keeping up with you guys there. Also, never forget the Mo Karam Injury Law Lawyers live streams.
We keep it 100.
On YouTube and Twitch. And it's not just any Thursday, Lopez.
Boy, it's not. It absolutely is not. This is a big day. This should probably be a national holiday, but there's a lot of those that are like that in the sports world for us sickos. But no, man, and come on out. Like, seriously, like there's all kinds of cool things happening out here at Twin Peaks at 59 and Kirby. There's a bunch of, I mean, I can't even begin to count the TVs.
Yeah, you know what I always forget about Twin Peaks is that even the booths around the edge, around the perimeter of the building, have little TVs by them.
Yeah, they got their own little private TV. And it's an awesome place. We are sitting under a black bear that is wearing glasses.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see the black bear. Yeah, a studious black bear.
We're sitting, it's a smart black bear. He's got glasses on.
Does that seem to intimate that the rest of the black bears are dumb? Because I don't like the intimation there.
It kind of
like the insinuation.
Well, maybe that's the smart one. You know, that's the smart black bear. So yeah, come on out, man, because this is it's happening. We all know everybody's got their brackets. You know, I won't pass too much judgment, but I will pass some if you have more, if you feel that more than one. We're gonna start. I got mine called up. I mean, it's gonna be real time. I'm gonna see how my guys are doing. It's called up right here on my laptop.
Yeah. So how do we play this, right? With the tournament going on live, obviously not everybody's gonna be able to play hooky. If you can, though, again, 59 and Kirby, come out and say what's up to you boys. But if you can't, How do we play this? Because I know some people are like, look, I'm going to go back and I'm going to check things out or what have you. or some people are like, I need to know what's happening. Give me some information. How would he play this?
We give him information. Okay. We give him information. I think everybody wants to keep up with, hey, my whatever, McNeese State is winning, you know, and I picked them.
Is that Brian King? Is he texting in?
He's
a McNeese State alum. In fact, yeah. Out there
I saw that.
In
that
West
was awesome.
Palm, one of the things that, you know, Houston, H-Town supports H-Town. The Astros are wearing Cougars shirts in support of the Cougs playing today at 1
almost,
p.m., mind you.
Almost unanimously.
Yeah, almost unanimously, except for Brian King, who is still wearing the Cougar shirt. Uh-huh. He's just used a little bit of tape, a little masking tape and a marker to you know, make an alteration for it to say McNeese State Cowboys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, excited for that game. That game starts at 1 p.m., and, of course, it's going to be the perfect changeover for us to hand off between us and the Drive, who they have a little bit of a game.
Oh, they're going at it.
Between their perspective, or their mm-hmm. respective, rather, schools in Arkansas and Kansas. That'll happen. It should be a lot of fun. Come out and see us and hang out with the fellas. 10 all the way till 6 p.m. And appreciations to Sean and Seth, because I think Sean will still make his way out. He loves coming to this type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to them for helping us do the handoff, the crosstalk that we had just earlier, which was very fun. All right. Enough of that. We need to talk about a big thing that happened yesterday for the Texans, and that was Nico Collins turning 26 years. No, I'm just playing. Happy birthday to Nico. But the big thing that I'm alluding to, really and truly, after we spent a lot of breath yesterday talking about the idea that the Texans were unlikely to add another starter in free agency. They said, Nick said, a word?
Yeah.
I honestly, I believe that Nick is listening to our station and trying to get at us, because Nick Caserio waited for us to have all this conversation. He said, okay, no, just wait. And wait we did, and then he came around and was like, how about we sign Cam Robinson, left tackle, played for the Jags, but most recently for the Vikings last season. 1 year, $12 million, but it can get up to $14.5 million, which is not bad at all for a tackle. And me and you, we've had a lot of conversations. The entirety of Sports Radio 610 has had a ton of conversations about the way this offensive line has been situated to this point. The idea I know that we have talked about is that there's a lot of question marks that you're asking about on this offensive line and hoping to get right. And I don't know about you, but my reaction as I was driving to the barbershop when I saw this was, okay, there's a check mark on the offensive line in Cam Robinson.
Look, man, you know, and we're talking about it yesterday. You know, we did kind of leave open this possibility slightly because it was basically based off a report from Jonathan Alexander that they were unlikely. But, of course, you know, that always leaves open a little hint of
possibility. Yeah, the door was left ajar.
For something like this. Look, I'm walking away from this absolutely with you. It's a check mark. Now, of course, you know, there's always going to be the injury factor and all that, and this is not a very deep line. There are still things to do. But two things stand out for me, and I think Texas fans should be, you know, really pleased with this if they look at it logically. And logic tells you, well, first of all, you're going to see in the Cam Robinson signing whatever it is you want to see. If you are, you know, predisposed to think that's the dude, you know, that's the guy that you know, against the Texans the last time that Cam Robinson played here as a Jaguar, like, limited Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson to zero pressures.
Are they good?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if you're predisposed, like, that's the dude, you're gonna kind of hang your hat on that. I mean, both those dudes. I was looking at some tape, but I was looking at some video.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wasn't breaking down any tape.
Crunching the tape.
That's right.
I had to laugh at that. But I was looking at some videos of him. I mean, he was stonewalling those dudes, both of them, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. But if you're predisposed to go into the numbers game and how he played in Minnesota, where he was giving up a lot of pressure to opposing rushers, then you're going to be like, ah, this doesn't fix anything.
Yeah, he literally allowed the most pressures of any offensive lineman last year. It's one of the places that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth noting, right, to fully give, I guess, as much biographical detail as we can. Cam Robinson, 29 years of age, eight-year vet in the league. Last year and a lot of years prior, he played in division with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he started there, I think, in week 9 thereabouts. He was traded to Minnesota after they lost Christian Darrisaw for the season, and so he comes in, he plays left tackle. He's only played left tackle, in fact.
Yeah.
So that's why I said left tackle and not just tackle. Like, you now have three tackles on this roster, and it feels like one of those is absolutely slotted at in Cam Robinson, so that actually leads to a conversation that we need to have. But But yes, there's those things. And one of the things I tried to, you know, look at some of that information, the ideas mm-hmm. of the pressures or what have you, and the, obviously the PFF grade, you know, add the asterisk, the caveat of it's subjective, particularly with offensive line, yada yada yada. Solid pass blocking grade, not great run blocking grade. Who does that remind you of? But on top of that, I went and looked at some of the descriptions of him, especially when you were looking at like free agents. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of publications will put out their free agent breakdown. Here's a segment that I like to call reading when it comes to Cam Robinson and his assessment. Robinson is coming off of a back-to-back 17-start seasons for the Jags and Vikings. Sound good? Mm-hmm. His steady, stagnated skill set is rooted in being a physically imposing, power-oriented player who delivers body blows to defenders with erratic technique that leans to clean, decisive losses several times or more a game, depending on the matchup.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so you know, I hear you, and I think, you know, again, that kind of ties in with you're going to see what you want to see on this Cam Robinson signing. Go ahead and finish your point.
No, but I think for me, I went and watched a few games. I couldn't, you know, dig into the tape, as they say, but like, there are some instances where he'll get beat by some bull rushes or what have you, but at the very least, he is a solid guy. He is a starting caliber left tackle, and this is where you're definitely going to have to lean on some of the ideas. I know Seth talked a lot about it. Is, okay, do you have somebody solid? Do you have someone stable? Do you have a vet that's going to be there? And then hopefully as a full five on your offensive line, you get standard, you get solid play from all of them, and then that amounts to more than the sum of its parts.
But here's why I think Texas fans should be very happy with this. They should fall in line with the first point I made, that he's your guy. He's a left tackle. What he did in Jacksonville against your two best pass rushers, why you should lean there. Number one, when he struggled in Minnesota, the quarterback was Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold holds on to the ball way, way, way too long.
That's true.
You couple what Sam Darnold does with what C.J. Stroud does, and it's two different hemispheres. So he's going to be good here. He stays healthy. He's going to be the left tackle that you want. The second reason I think Texans fans should love this is this move gives Nick Caserio, and we always talk about it, you know, he's always two or three moves ahead of us, and that's why you always have to couch, you know, some of your, you know, whatever skepticism or whatever you want to call it, because now Nick Caserio has the edge that every general manager likes to have going into the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into the draft saying, well, the Texans are going to draft a tackle. The Texans are going to draft an offensive lineman. It's still the higher probability, I would guess, because there's still some questions on the interior, but it's not an overwhelming possibility. You know, there might be a guard in the second round that he thinks they can get. And maybe all of a sudden it opens up wide receiver again. At number 25 overall.
Yeah.
This is a very, very good Nick Caserio signing. You get the left tackle set. You're a little more unpredictable in the draft. Your line is checkmark, as you put it, better. Tytus Howard goes back to right tackle. I mean, maybe even eventually guard. I don't know, but we'll see. And you have a swing tackle for sure in Blake Fisher. You know, or someone else, mm-hmm. you know. And then your interior is bolstered as well, because now you can maybe get that second-round guard. If you like Gray Zabel and he falls to you in the first round, then go ahead and grab him. And there's a dude, you know, that can play. Well, this is really good.
Yeah, one of the things that is nice we've heard talked about, and I don't think we've mentioned it in a little while on the show, but just the idea that there is a solid group of guards, particularly, that seem to be available in that late first round to
yes.
kind of second round. Like, remember, we were talking about it. There's just a nice mm-hmm. group of guys that are of somewhat similar caliber that should be there in that late first round to second round area to where, yes, if you did want to mess around and, hey, and Emeka Egbuka is there at 25 or what have you, or Matthew Golden is there, and you're like, all right, 25, we go there, and then we come circle back around in the second round and take a guard. You can still do that to where you add to what you're doing, maybe without having to go two guys
yeah.
with those really early premium picks for the Texans. But you mentioned Tytus Howard and Blake Fisher, and that was one of the things that I thought of. You seem to believe that this is a situation that pushes Tytus Howard to right tackle and then Blake Fisher back into a depth role so that he continues to develop, I imagine. Why do you feel that way? Because, I mean, I looked at it and I was like, this might, especially with the restructure mm-hmm. of his contract, not saying that what the cap hit is dictates where a player plays, but I imagine that with that cap hit going down to like the $11 million range for Tytus Howard, that seems to be a little bit in line with what you might want yeah. from a guard, which, yeah. I mean, not saying that would be, the way that they move this, but that'd be interesting if that then allows them to use his strength and, you know, playing in a phone booth as opposed to being on the edge
yeah.
for Tytus Howard, especially when we talk about his physical form and how it maybe fits to or tracks to one of these offensive line positions.
No, it absolutely might. You know, I would say my gut instinct is he starts out at right. In fact, you and I and Figgy were texting last night, and what did I say in that text? First four games, Tytus Howard at tackle. And then maybe, you know, they'll be comfortable enough with Blake Fisher. Maybe Tytus Howard doesn't perform the way they want to at right tackle. And then they sort of maybe snap and say, you know what, he was pretty good at guard, so let's put him back there. I think he's going to start out having the opportunity to earn the reps at right tackle. But that's just me. I mean, you're right. They might be thinking already, no, we've seen enough. You know, Blake Fisher, right tackle, Cam Robinson, left tackle, Tytus Howard, guard, and we got options at center and the other guard.
Right, and then you know? I think that creates some real opportunities for competition
yeah.
that we talk about a lot. A couple more things that I wanted to hit here, right? I mentioned Matthew Golden. He visited the Texans yesterday, and we know he's been a guy who has done a lot of, like, he follows the Texans. He liked the announcements of the official, you know, of when the Christian Kirk deal was made official
yeah.
as well as the CJ Gardner-Johnson. That's something that's really interesting. But on top of that, going back to Cam Robinson, again, if you're just tuning in, I was about to say if you're just tuning in, you've been listening to sports.
You're not going anywhere.
At some point, I imagine you've heard yeah. that the Texans have signed Cam Robinson to a one-year $12 million deal, up to $14.5 million to be your new left tackle. I think one of the things that's interesting as well is he seems to be a, like, not just a vet in that he's played a while, but in that he is a vocal, maybe leader. Leader might be a little too far to
extrapolate. Because he's swarmy.
But he seems to be a vocal dude, as evidenced by he was mic'd up. I don't know if this was last year or the year prior, but this is when he was with Jacksonville. Just a snippet of like a 5-minute clip of him being mic'd up, and he is talking all throughout it.
Good operation. We're going to turn that into 7. Them going to turn it into touchdown. Get him, Josh. Josh beat him. Get him, Josh. Daddy, when I was little, my mom ain't let me get up till all the food was off the plate. You had to finish your food, Shaq. Sometimes I couldn't drink no juice till I ate the food. Yeah? Let's finish them.
I just love that Cam is also like me, where it was like, hey, man, juice is a luxury, man. You better drink that water. If you want some juice, you better eat your food.
Yeah.
But also, like, again, that vocal nature of it, like, I think that's one of the things that at times we've talked about with this offensive line room is we get to some of these culture points, and it's hard to kind of pinpoint to some degree what is necessary there. I imagine that can't be a negative, right? Like, without going too far and trying to stretch myself too far, it can't be a negative to have a guy like that in there, especially if there's a possibility that what's playing next to him is a really young player, like somebody who's going to be vocal, who has some time in, who's seen a lot of things in this league, a guy that's that vocal, I imagine, not just encouraging but giving tips and helping develop players, whether it's him, whether it's Blake Fisher, if he does go back to being like a swing tackle, or even if he's not, if he's a right tackle, giving him game, talking to these guys, encouraging them. I think I really like what's happening.
Well, and it has the markings of D'Amico Ryans, what he wants to do with this room. You know, we know what happened with Laremy Tunsil, well liked, but not exactly great for the offensive line room by a lot of people's estimations. Cam Robinson is going to be that guy. He's going to be great for the offensive line room. That's a great analogy, by the way. You know, my mom used to make me finish all my food and couldn't have any juice until I was done. And then he said, finish the game. In other words, we're not going to have our juice until we finish this game. That's a great analogy, but that's swarm. That's the swarm mentality. It has Nick Caserio's hands written all over it. It has D'Amico Ryan's hands all over it. And the way this offensive line, probably Cole Popovich too, because that's what he's going to be preaching, is that swarm, you know, culture type mentality.
Man, so Laremy Tunsil wasn't doing all that?
No, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing that. He didn't finish his food if he didn't want to.
You sure?
Well, it looked like he did.
Nah, he might have been drinking the juice before.
Nah, he was like, nah, I'll finish the food, but you got to give me juice as well.
Yeah.
I need that champagne.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll definitely circle back around to like what this line looks like, how much of an improvement is this, and I mean, are they done? We'll talk more about that as we continue to go on in this program. We're live at Twin Peaks on Kirby and 59. Come out and see us. Doors open at 11. We'll be here all the way till 6 when the drive finishes up today as well. But coming up next, I do want to talk about the Astros, because the good, the bad, and the ugly have shown up for them. We'll talk about those next.